Welcome to Daily Photo Tips with Chris. My name is Chris Marquardt and this is your daily dose of photography. And this is one of these days only, let's say it's 28th, 29th, 30th, basically 4 days left until Monica and I will hop on the plane to Kathmandu, and then we'll have 2 days there until the group meets, so we'll hopefully be able to spend some time there and just do some sightseeing and get accustomed to the new culture. And those last few days before such a big trip are always the busiest days in your whole life. There's so many things you have to do and last minute things to check for, and especially if you leave and we'll be gone for 4 weeks, which is a long time. So anyway, didn't get to do a hike today, which I hate, actually. I really do hate that. But I just didn't have the time for it. So I'm not bringing you this photo tip from a hike, but just from my boring old studio. And I want to talk about a technique that is going to help you realize some of your creative vision. And that is a very simple and old thing, and I've talked about it before. The focus, then recompose technique. I call it FTR, focus then recompose. Basically what it means is that you're not at the mercy of your camera when it comes to where the focus in your picture lies. By default, when you unbox a camera, you switch it on for the first time, it has whatever 3, 5, 9, 100 don't know how many focus points in the viewfinder that will take care of the focusing for you, but you don't have much control. Basically, the viewfinder or the camera will pick the closest subject that is under one of these focus points, and it will focus on that. And that's not what you might want to. Maybe you want to focus on something that is further away, but there are other things that are closer. So the FTR technique basically means that, and all pros, virtually all pros use this technique, is you switch off the focus points apart from one, and that's the one in the center. Leave that on. Now you aim at what you want to be in focus, you half press the shutter that locks the focus there, and then you recompose the picture the way you want it and fully press the shutter. And this way you decoupled the focus from the actual shooting. Very simple. Now that can also lead to issues, especially if you are very close to something that might actually throw the thing out of focus. So in some cases I actually switch to different focus points deliberately, but then I switch to one specific focus point, so I am in full control over what the camera does here, and it becomes second nature so fast you'd be surprised. Try it. Set your camera to only use the center focus point if you can, and then focus, recompose, press the shutter. Very simple. Okay, that was it for today. And let me remind you that as the Everest trek is coming closer, we are starting to put more content onto the Everest Tech websites. The central one that has all the information right now is netvibes.com/Everest Trek. Again, that's netvibes.com/Everest Trek. That has a calendar, a picture stream, all sorts of different Twitter streams from participants, the blogs, some general info, links to the podcasts and everything. netvibes.com/Everest Trek. Everest Trek. My name is Chris Marquardt, and this was Daily Photo Tips with Chris. Talk to you again tomorrow.